At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Messy & Co. I am your host, Ashley, here with my favorite co-host in the world, Gian. And we are here to do an official preview for tomorrow night's game of Inter Miami versus New York City FC. So much to get into, but just initially, how are you, Gian? How are you feeling?
I'm doing great. It's Friday. Lovely Friday.
It is so Friday.
happy to have some days off from work and focus on this pod and focus on tomorrow night's game that obviously both you and I will be at. And I think what we will be a very interesting game, given a lot of news and things that have come out, some good, some bad. So excited to talk about that and kind of figure out what we can expect from tomorrow night's game.
That's a really good place to start, because even though we just spoke 2 days ago to our community, there's been a lot of news since that already. I'd say we have two very positive pieces of news and then two maybe not so good pieces of news. I'd say positive is we obviously have our new right back that I know you have watched a lot and like, and that we've been really hoping to have finally loaned from Boca Juniors. Yeah. And also Benjamin Kramaski is healthy and back and is going to be playing tomorrow night. So that's really good. But then on the not so good side, we found out that unfortunately, and it's probably just because I said he was going to be the most important player for us this year, is that Federico Redondo got hurt training yesterday or the day before, and he tore a ligament in his knee, I believe, and he will be out 8 weeks, which is good as it is, and it's not 8 months, but it's still not what we wanted.
Better
to
than
hear.
What it could have been, definitely. I mean, it's a terrible, huge loss for Inter Miami, but given that it's going to be a long season, you know, it could have been a lot worse, especially after what we saw with Facundo Farias out for the season. The moment that you see anything with ligaments in the knees, it's really dangerous. It's really scary. And lucky to be out only 8 weeks. So with that in mind, that we could possibly see him for the CONCACAF Champions Cup final if, again, we make it that far. So there's still some hope that we'll see him in the Champions Cup. We just got to make sure we do our job coming up against Monterrey. But tough news. But on the other end, we've definitely got finally that right back that we've been waiting for such a long time. We finally going to be able to do a few different things strategy-wise, lineup-wise, that we kind of grew accustomed to the first three games of the season, where we were seeing a back line of four. And just it just allows Tata to do more things. And I think things that he likes to do, because we saw those first three games, we allowed only one goal playing that lineup when we had Yedlin. Then after Yedlin left, it just kind of all went downhill there with the defense. So that's great news to have Chelo in. And then obviously Kremaski was a huge part of the team last season. Young guy that got a lot of playing time early on because of injuries, but then really proved himself, showed himself to be a very vital part of the team, important part of the team, a guy that can create, helps a lot on offense, a lot of energy. And I think with guy, especially this weekend with somebody like Messi missing, that is your creator. And now Redondo, that's also a guy that creates a lot of plays. If Kremaski does see minutes, that's going to be huge for Inter Miami.
Yeah, agreed. And that was going to be sort of my second bad part of news, is that not only do we not have Redondo, but we don't have Messi playing tomorrow night. And I mean, it's not to say that like it's the biggest surprise in the world. Like, part of me was like, I think he'll want to play if he can, but there's also a part that just knows that it's just like he needs to, you know, take care of himself. And obviously the game on Wednesday against Monterrey is the priority for everyone. It's the priority for every single member of the Inter Miami team. And it should be, as it should be. It's really important. And so I get it. It's a little disappointing. You know, we all love to watch him play. But I still feel confident tomorrow in our team's ability. We have Gomez back. We have Callender back. I think Freire is going to is back, I think, from
I
what
believe I so. I and believe so. So. He might be available. Yeah.
So that will be really good. Obviously, we have Chelo as our new right back. We have a lot of opportunity. And yeah, so it kind of segues into what I think is actually going to be a pretty important game, because I think it's going to be important for just, I think, confidence and just being able to, you know, the last time we saw this team was 7 days ago. And it was not a good performance at all. Missing a lot of important pieces. And we get some of them back this week. We lose a few others. But we have a lot of important pieces back. And, you know, getting closer and closer to what is going to be that starting lineup on Wednesday. So it's important to see a better showing, a better performance. And they're playing against a team who right now sits 14th in the East, you know, have won one game, lost four, and are in a position that are vulnerable. They haven't won away. And I think it's really important for Miami to right the ship tomorrow. Even, you know, excuses can't be that you don't have Messi and Redondo. You have everybody else.
Yeah, it's going to be a really important game. And you might be looking at standings. You might be looking at, yeah, early on in the MLS season. And you say, wow, Gian, are you really saying that this is an important game? It's an important game because of what comes on 4 days later, where you have a really important game against Monterrey. So what's important about this game? I think one is coming out with a good result to motivate the team, to give confidence to the team. It's going to be good for Chelo Weingand, I think, if he is in fact starting, which I hope he does, because it'd be good for him to get minutes with this team before he's thrown right into the Lions den again in a CONCACAF Champions Cup quarterfinal. You want to see him get some minutes under his belt. Just one training is not going to be enough. So I think that that's going to be important as well. I think it's going to be important for them to bounce back and prove to themselves that was that 4-0 loss was a one-off. That's not the team we are. That's right. Not the, you know, to what Tata had said right after the game, he said, our team looks like a team that not only had no desire to win, but no desire to compete. Now they need to prove to themselves that's not the case. We do have the desire to win. We do have the desire to compete, whether Messi's on the field or not on the field. That's not going to change our attitude and the effort that we bring into this game. So I think that that's going to be important for them to prove as well. And then just get back on track in the MLS season. Yeah, it's early on. You don't have to worry too much, but I think you don't want to build a narrative around this team that when a couple of the important players aren't there, that this team just folds, especially when you still got guys like Jordi Alba, Busquets, and Suarez. You got guys like Gomez and Callender, which are leaders on this team. That, to me, should be enough to get the job done, and they need to prove that they're more than one or two guys on this team. There's a lot of us, and we can get it done. So from that perspective, I think it's going to be an important game for Inter Miami.
100% agree. And confidence too. Like, you know, it's not just about like, oh, we want to win and be dominant. It's that like we said, this coming Wednesday is the most important game in the history of Inter Miami as a football club, maybe besides their first ever game, which I guess is probably slightly more important. But in terms of from like a competitive standpoint and just like who this team is trying to be, if you asked me last year or last season, I would have said that the League's Cup final was our most important game we've ever played. This is now, I think, pretty close, if not surpassing it, just because of the importance, the weight of it, you know, the what we're trying to prove as a team, as a club, as a community, playing against the best team in Mexico. Like, it's a really big game, really high stakes. But you know, that needs to start building today, tomorrow. Like, it needs to start tomorrow with a good showing from everyone. Like, I agree with you that if Chelo is available, it's going to be a back four, and you're going to see the 4-3-3 immediately. If he's not available, who knows? But if he is, I think that's what I imagine that's what we're going to see. But, you know, there's still a lot of important pieces that are going to add value to the game. And it's not, you know, it's not the New York City FC that we've maybe seen in the past. You know, they won the MLS, like, what was it, 2 seasons ago? I think it was, or 3 seasons ago. Like, they're still, you know, they were a big powerhouse. They had Castellanos, and they had some pieces who are like superstars and they aren't there anymore. And so maybe the team has fallen a little bit, but still a good program. They play good soccer. They look like Man City. So that adds a little bit of nerves to everybody. But no, it's still, it's only five games into the season. You know, their record isn't who they are. It's still going to be really tough. And it's like I said, they may be thinking the same thing, but reverse. They're thinking, wow, Inter Miami just lost 4-0 last week. Messi's still not playing. Let's get our win. Like, let's show that we're dominant. And the team can't let that happen. And so with that, there's a lot of important players that we need to think about who are going to be playing. And some who are not playing that I think that we should definitely touch on. And I'll start. And it's going to be, what do we think the midfield three is going to be tomorrow? Like, without, you know, thinking all other things in consideration, one, we don't have Redondo. We don't have Messi. I don't think Kramaski is going to start. I think I would be very surprised if he started, maybe is a better way of saying it. We don't know if a Gressel or a Ruiz needs to be playing right back if Jano isn't available to start. So it's like, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see what does that midfield three look like. And in my estimation, I think it's going to be Busquets, Gomez, and Ruiz. Because I think what they need to have someone who's still a bit, I'd say, like, defensively minded and who is, like, you know, doesn't feel like they have to take the ball and try and score every single possession. And I think Ruiz offers that, like, defensive ability and capability and is, you know, part of the reason he's there and he's available. And so if he's not needed at right back, and it could be either Chelo or Gressel or whomever, I think he should be starting in the midfield three. I don't know if that's what's going to happen, but that's what I would like to see, because I think that would still, like, that's what you would see no matter if Messi is available or not. Like, you want to see those midfield three be consistent. And I think that Kremas comes in the 60th minute, then maybe things start to change. But in terms of what I would see start, that's probably what I would think.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I think that if Inter Miami is going to start a lot of the guys that are the top guys in the team, regardless of whether they're playing a midweek game or not, I think that you can definitely see that those mid three that you just said. I'm just right now unsure of who's going to start because of, again, that game for the CONCACAF Champions.
You think if they do rotations?
Like, I think they should. Like, but again, this team is, you just never know what's going to happen. We've tried to predict certain lineups and said, you know, we've got this huge game and these players are probably going to sit out, and then we see them start and play 80 minutes. So
yeah,
it's very difficult to predict this Inter Miami team. I tweeted a lineup that I earlier on that I thought would happen, or that I would like, because I don't think it's going to happen, but I would love this game to be one where a lot of, just kind of like against the New York Red Bulls, where you see a lot of the young guys get a lot of minutes, just because you want to rest guys like Busquets. You want to rest guys like Gomez, that's just coming back from international duty. Maybe even rest Gressel. But I don't know. I would like to see David Ruiz there definitely, but maybe he can play like kind of like a Busquets role. If Busquets doesn't play, you could have Sunderland in there that's already played in the midfield. He played in the midfield against the Red Bulls in another game, I believe. And then you've also got Santi Morales that's available. And then maybe Gressel. Maybe Gressel's the leader there, you know. But yeah, rest guys like Gomez and Busquets. So I think it's kind of.
But it's tough. Like, but also, here's my thing though. What is the line where it's like, what's more important is like resting certain players, even though they've had a full week off and they're professional athletes and are like supposed to, should be able to play one or two games a week, at least one game a week they should be able to play. And so it's like the question is, but then what if we play all these younger players or players who don't normally start maybe, but then we get our butts beat again, and then the team morale is low, and then there's no confidence going into Wednesday. Like, that's not something you can answer or we can answer, but that is what I think is probably a struggle for Tata and the team, is figuring out what is like that balance between.
I think that's the difficult part. Yeah, there is, how do you accomplish both? How do you make sure that, because it's not just resting, it's also, we've seen that this team at times can be a bit injury prone. So yeah, it's, again, it's not just resting, but making sure nobody gets injured in, right, a game where if you drop if you drop this game against New York City, that's not that, that doesn't mean you're out of the MLS. You're not, you know, it doesn't affect you that big. The MLS season is still so young.
Yeah.
That it doesn't affect you greatly. Yeah. Now, if you lose somebody to injury,
yeah,
it does affect you big time in the Champions Cup because you've only got two legs. You've got the quarterfinal at home and then the quarterfinal in Monterrey. And you have to, in these type of games, in these elimination legs, we got leg one and leg two. When you're at home, you have to bank everything at home. You have to come out with a win. You have to come out with a good goal difference. This isn't, especially with a team like Monterrey, who's number one team in Mexico. The guys are probably one of the best teams Inter Miami has ever faced. You can't go into Miami and then just come out with a draw or 1-0 or 1-0 loss and say, oh, we only lost by one. Oh, good, we came out with a tie. No, because you can't go into the second leg going to Mexico and then bank on that game being the game you're going to win to make it onto the semi. So I agree with you. There is no, I don't think there's a way that we can definitively say which way they're going to go, but rather use the factors that you said and say, how do we make sure that this team is competitive enough so that they don't get slaughtered again 4-0 like they did against New York Red Bulls, but also make sure we don't sacrifice Wednesday night's game. And that's going to be a really difficult thing for Tata Martino and staff to figure out. And I think that other than two players in Redondo and Messi, and obviously Farias, but we haven't really counted on him for this season, they've got everybody available.
Yeah.
So they've got a lot of room to maneuver. They can go
make a lot of substitutions in the second half.
They can make substitutions in the second half, or they can do vice versa and maybe start the younger guys. So there's just a lot they can do, but they got to figure out a way to do it responsibly and that they don't really affect. To me, Wednesday, they have to make sure they don't affect Wednesday night's game. That's the most important thing to me right now. This MLS game, I hope we win. I hope we get a good result. But if we drop it, to make sure Wednesday is good, that's fine with me as a fan and fine with me as somebody that covers the team.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting point. And I think it's just like sports is just so much about momentum. And it's about, like, you can only predict so much, you know. I don't think they predicted Redondo to get such a bad injury in training. Like, it just happens. It wasn't a game injury, you know, it was a training injury. And so what does that line look like? But I don't know. I think we'll see. Like, I think, for example, I would be fairly understandable if Suarez doesn't start. I think that Campana should start if possible. I think that, you know, some players who I do, though, think really should be playing. I think that I actually think Gomez should start because although I know he's just coming back, well, one of their games was canceled. Like, they didn't even play because of
something. In Russia.
So, I mean, he's obviously the travel and everything, but it's not like he's been playing like all these 90-minute games. And he's young enough where I still think the more you play, the more confidence you have. And he obviously, especially now with Redondo being out, he's going to be very important. And so I think it's important. And maybe not play the whole game, but I'd like to see him start. That's just my opinion. Alba, I think it could be either him or Noah Allen. If there's a back four.
I'd like to see Negri, to be honest with you.
Oh, Negri. Oh, I'd love to see
him get some minutes.
Yeah. No, I'd be down for that too. But like I said, I want Campana to start. I would like Gomez to start because I think it's good for him not play the whole 90 minutes, but start. And I think Robert Taylor needs to start and start in his normal position on left wing because, you know, the Glass game was not exactly fair of his showing. But also, again, he's one of those players, like, you want to keep him hot and you want to keep him going. And if you don't have Suarez playing and Messi starting, that's going to, you know, bring that immediate creativity. Like, he needs the chance to be able to. So, I mean, I'm good with a lot of other rotations and we'll see. I think it's important that some of those players start and play. Like, I don't want it to just be all players who don't normally play. You know, I think that there needs to be some players who are part of this starting group that need to, like.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Continue to push themselves and grow with the team.
Yeah, to me, I think that I would definitely start Campana and not Suarez, and maybe give Suarez 20 minutes. You know, and he comes in 20 minutes and he scores his two goals, and like he's done before. But one thing for me is clear: Chelo has to get minutes. It was already
and Kremaski needs to get minutes. He needs to get at least 20 minutes.
Kremaski, in my opinion, if they play him and he looks good, I think he's got a good chance. He's got a good chance of, if he's not starting, he's got a good, well, here's the thing. I don't know if he'll start, but I think he'll get good minutes just because that midfield to me is going
Wednesday
to be
Wednesday or Saturday or tomorrow.
I think he should get minutes on Saturday, because I think that if he looks good on Saturday, I'm not saying that he will start on Wednesday, but I think he'll have an opportunity to get time on the field on Wednesday. Yeah. So he needs to make sure he gets his first game tomorrow, because I don't think he'll start, just because to me it's Gomez, Gressel, Busquets in that midfield, and I don't think you can touch that, especially now with the ability to play a back four. But Chelo needs to get minutes, because I'm certain that they're going to want him for Wednesday, and he can't just go straight into Wednesday's game with And I think he's ready. I think he's ready to play. I know he just they said he was like fit. They said he was fit and he was game ready. So that's exciting to see him play, and it'll just allow us to do things we haven't been able to do since match day 3 for us. So that's exciting.
Agreed. Yeah. No. It'll be interesting to see. And you know, tomorrow's the game where like coaches earn their money, in my opinion, because it's not just about, you know, who is your best 11, but it's about like helping your players become better, which is like the main point of a coach, right? Is like to get the best out of your players. And tomorrow night is really an example where it has to be like a masterful approach of some players who start, who need to keep starting so that they keep themselves in, you know, game fitness and like know they're part of the team and get comfortable. There's some new players who have either been injured, who are just showing up, who need to get minutes. You choose if they start or come off the bench. And there are some players who normally start that you know you need to rest but still put a good product on the field. So like it's a tricky game. Like it's a tricky game to know you starting your A team, your A minus team, your B team. Are you starting your B team and making it an A team in the second half? Are you starting your A team and making it a B team in the second half? Like, you know, it's and no one's bad, but obviously there are levels to this. Like if you're saying, you know, comparing Busquets, Alba, Suarez to Campana, Sunderland, Noah Allen, I'd say that there's probably a little bit of a difference in the skill set.
If and come on, to, good, but you know, like, B, you know, based on what you said, if I had to go with those scenarios that you just mentioned, whether it's from A to B or B to A, first half, second half, I would say that I would rather see the A team, the better unit, come out to start the game to make sure that they get a good result, and then take them out with 20, 25 minutes left. Then you can take out Busquets, Suarez, Alba, Gomez, for example. You can take them out, as opposed to starting without those guys, and then say maybe because we're not with them on the field, we go down 2-0, and then you play the last 20 minutes with put Suarez in and put all these guys in, and then you expect them to dig you out of a hole. It just exerts them a lot more and makes them put a lot more effort than they need to. So if I was to go based off of those scenarios, I'd definitely go, again, start with your best and then bring them out in the second half.
That's where I'm at. But I would say, though, I still think that even if you're putting out your A team, you don't need to play Suarez. Like Campana is almost not as equal, obviously. But I'm saying like it's not such a huge step down where in terms of like style of play and ability to score, like Campana would start for any other team, really, I would think, in MLS or South America, or get close to it. Like he's you know, he's very good. Other players, like there's no obviously replacement for Busquets and Alba. Like Negri is good, but like Alba and Busquets, if they're healthy and available, like I would rather them start and play 60 minutes and then come out, because like I said, they've had the whole week off and like they're so integral to the team. Suarez, I don't think needs to play, even if you're putting out your best team. Like I don't think he needs to start. He can come off the bench.
And Busquets has been the one that plays the most minutes. He's the one that's most consistent. There's been times where everybody rests.
But him,
he's been really consistent.
No, it's true, but it will be interesting to see, you know, and if they do a 4-3-3, then who's your right winger?
I would, well, that's why I wasn't sure if they would do a 4-3-3 or maybe like a 4-3, like,
or 4-4-2.
Yeah, something where you have two forwards up top, where it could be Campana and Borgelin.
Or Campana and Taylor, maybe even.
Campana and Taylor, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, but if not, you know who they could play. They could play Gressel as the right wing if they had to. And like if they had their, and they can have Ruiz start in the midfield. Yeah. Because I just think that, I don't know, like, I worry of a starting three midfield a little bit of Gomez, Busquets, and Gressel. I worry that it doesn't have enough of a defensive presence when it's those three. And you're asking Busquets to do all of the work defensively. Like, that's what gets us into trouble sometimes. Well, and so.
But remember, they played the first three games and they only allowed one goal and they were doing really good. I mean,
yeah, but that's because you had Messi up front. And so when you have Messi up front, then the players, like the midfielders, don't feel as strong of a need to move up forward as much, is what I've gathered. Like when you have Messi and Suarez starting, you're more capable of your defensive duties and like staying more in your like assigned area. But when there's no Messi and then there's no Suarez, you start to see them like move a little bit more and more and try and like become playmakers to a point. Like we've seen it with Gomez a lot, but for Gomez, I think more times than not, it's good when he does it. It's the right decision, but it's also the right decision when you know you have your people behind you. And so I just like, I would, if you ask me, I think it's very hard to take Gressel out of the starting lineup, but if you like ask me right now, who would you want your midfield three to be if you are not affecting any other of the positions, I would choose Ruiz over Gressel just for the defensive aspects of it, because Busquets just can't do it alone. And I would rather make that the priority when you have all your other big players playing. But again, who knows what the hell it's going to look like tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I think that those are valid opinions and they could work. I would just, from my side, I would say I wouldn't be too worried on the defense just because of the opponent, you know.
And yeah.
New York City has scored three goals in five matches. They're not.
Yeah, but we said that about Red Bulls last week and then they beat us 4-0.
And maybe choke. That's true. We did say that.
We said, we're like, they don't score goals. Look at how many goals we score. Look at our goal difference. It's like 15-2. I mean, and then they kicked their ass.
We also didn't expect that from Inter Miami. They just went on vacation that game. Let's just hope that they don't do that two games in a row, because, this team sometimes can be unpredictable. So to that point, yeah.
It's true. But it will be interesting. Like, if I think that, like I said, I don't want – it's also what happened in the Montreal game, where in the Montreal game, Tata rested Suarez, Busquets, and Gomez, all three of them plus Messi. But Messi was already out. But he rested those three, and then he tried to rescue the game in the 70th minute. And, like
– And they came close, but
– No, but it was unnecessary. It was so unnecessary. Yeah. Like, if you're going to rest, let's say you are going to rest Busquets and Suarez, or Busquets and Alba, or Suarez and whatever – don't also rest Gomez. Like, I think resting all five of them is a mistake to start a game, because I just think it's not a good representation of the team and the way we play and how we start games. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Like, Suarez and Busquets, I think deserve it more. Alba, maybe, because he hasn't been feeling great, and that could be a reason. But, like, then don't take out Gomez, too. Gomez is 20 years old. Like, he didn't play the last 2 weeks. He just practiced. He can play. He can start. He's like, he's available. So I, you know, you need to have some type of consistency there in some aspects, especially if you have new defensive players playing. Like, let's say you do start Chelo and you do start Negri, for example, and then you're also not going to play Busquets and Gomez, and also not going to play Suarez, and also not going to play Messi. Like, that's not realistic to me either. But, you know. Well, who knows? This is another – we're, like, the worst preview show on the planet, because every week we do this, we're like, by the way, we don't know, and we're wrong. So.
No, we are not the worst preview show on the planet. What are you talking about? We are just following along with how unpredictable this team is.
So unpredictable.
Not only are they unpredictable, but they throw – things to – they do things to throw you off. Like, they very well know – and this is proven. They very well know that Messi isn't playing for like a week.
Yeah.
And 2 days before the game, they'll tell you that he is day to day and there's a chance he could play, that they're still evaluating him.
Yeah.
And then again, when the plan for a week or a week and a half was already, he's 100% not playing. And that's already been proven to us. We saw that, which was hilarious, that actually, I can't believe he actually let that out there, but it was funny where he actually said that. Yeah. Yeah. We knew for a week and a half, and 2 days before Morales was at the press conference saying, yeah, he's day to day, 2 days before he might play. And that doesn't, like, no, a week and a half ago we knew. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
It's true. I'm excited to see him on Wednesday though. Like, look, I know we don't know, there's a lot of unknowns, but I couldn't tell you how shocked I would be if he didn't play on Wednesday. I would be absolutely floored and I would be absolutely devastatedly nervous that he's really injured if he didn't play on Wednesday. That's how much, like, I think he's going to be playing on Wednesday, and that will be good. But to your point, tomorrow will be a fun game. It'll be exciting to see what the team looks like, what they put out. And, you know, hopefully it gets some of our players, you know, more confident and ready to go. Result aside, if we see some good soccer, we get to see some of our new faces and our injured faces come back and play. If I see good minutes from Kremaski and Chelo, I'll be very happy. See some minutes from Negri, I'd be very happy. If we see strong minutes out of Campana, I'll be very happy. Like, those are all really important pieces to the puzzle that we need in order for this team to sustain a good performance. So tomorrow will be a really important game, even if it doesn't maybe reflect that in the standings or when you look at the schedule. It's an important game, I think, just for, like, the team.
Yeah, I think tomorrow will be a competitive game. I think it'll be a good game. I think it'll be a competitive game. I think that when you look at New York City's record, it might throw you off. Again, seeing that they're 1-4, that they haven't won a single away game. They have three losses in their three away games. So you might look at that and say, hey, this is going to be a breeze. But if you really look at this team, you know, I think they're getting better with each game, or maybe the results don't show it, but at least the performances on the field do. Yeah. They played against Cincinnati, the number one team in MLS, away their last match. And they lost 1-0, and they were without both of their starting strikers in Mihatovic and Bakra, who were away for international duty. And they still were very, very competitive in that game. They showed fight. They showed grit. And they've also got a really good number 10, Santiago Rodriguez, and that's a really good player. And I think that with those pieces coming back from international duty, I think they'll make some noise. And I think that they won't be as easy as maybe we think it is based off of the stat sheets. And then again, Inter Miami bouncing back, hopefully from a 0-4 loss. I think that can take a toll on you as a team. And then after those types of losses, you typically have guys that are in the locker room that are, you know, going into their team and say, we need to get better. We need to, and things happen after those big losses. And I'm hoping that was a learning experience for them. They come out very competitive, and I think it'll be a close game, especially given the variables right now that we don't know, and that we don't know what's going to happen with the lineup. We don't know how much of a starting lineup we'll have. We don't know how many minutes certain players will get. So all of those things combined, I think that's really difficult to go in and say, hey, this is the second team in the East versus the 14th team in the East. This is a team that scored 13 goals versus a team that scored three goals. It's going to be a butt whooping. I don't think you can say that. I think it's going to be an open game. And I think it's whoever wants it more is going to come out with the win tomorrow. And I'm hoping it's Inter Miami, especially ahead of a really important game on Wednesday, that they can prove to themselves we are ready to take on this, you know, this next next test for us in CONCA Champions Cup. Let's use this as a motivator and really show what we're made of and show that we can bounce back from a really bad loss. So I would expect a great game. And I'm actually excited for tomorrow, even though Messi isn't playing. I'm excited to see the new faces, like you said, to see Chelo hopefully get some minutes. That's going to be really cool.
100% agreed. And I think that's a very great way for us to transition to the end of the show, which is our predictions for tomorrow, what to expect. Me and Gian will both be there at the game, covering the game. So make sure you're following us on Twitter at Messi and Co. so that you catch our live tweets and actions. We're going to do some post-game content and interviews, press conferences, all those fun things. So and yeah, it'll be really good. But predictions, I think it's your turn to go first, so I'll let you go first.
All right. I believe that it will be just given so given the fact that they've scored three goals in 5 minutes, I'm not going to say that they're going to come into Miami and then score two or three goals. I think they're scoring one. Actually, no. I'm going to go they're scoring zero. And I think it's going to be a 2-0 win, Miami.
Wow.
I really think that this team is going to look good with that back line of four. And when we talk about a back line of four, I'm not saying that there's four defenders that are going to be static in the back just waiting. We understand that. But I think that this team has proven that communication-wise, understanding the coverages-wise, understanding where their places are in transition, they do better with two center backs as opposed to three center backs. The spaces in between them look better. The communication looks better. So with that back line of four, it's just going to allow for those two center backs to just look better on the field. And I think that because of that and because of Chelo on the right side being able to really stop, I think, any attack on the wings from New York City, I think that we won't allow them to score, especially the fact that they've already struggled. I think this defense will look strong tomorrow. So I'm excited for that. And I think Inter Miami is going to score goals and continue to score goals like they have, with the exception of last game. Let's throw that out. But I think they'll continue scoring goals and we'll have a 2-0 win for Inter Miami.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I will say 2-1 because always going to have us winning. But and also I'll also say this, I'm not trying to put it out into the atmosphere, but if it ended like 1-1 or 2-2, I wouldn't be the most surprised person on the planet. Let me say that too. But okay, I'm gonna say that we win because I'm an Inter Miami fan and I want us to. I think they're still gonna score a goal and they're probably gonna score an early goal because that's kind of what we do. And I wish we didn't, but it is kind of what we do. And so I'm not going to keep being surprised when I'm watching a game and the other team scores in the first 10 to 15 minutes. I hope we stop that. And, you know, with the new defenders and everything, hopefully we will. But I'm just going to give myself some room for us to grow into the game. And, you know, whether we start the A team, quote unquote, or we bring them off the bench, we obviously have some real quality players who are always available to jump in at any given moment. And so with that, I give us the edge when possible. And this will be a good example of it. So yeah, both of us, we have them winning. I hope they win, but I think we both also agree it will be a close game. So that's fun. And we are excited. And any last thoughts before I wrap it up?
As far as last thoughts, let's see. No, just super excited to be there and we'll get there early. Hopefully get you guys some images of the field and as players start to come out onto the field. And don't miss it again, just because Messi isn't going to be there, just because it's against New York City and they're not in the best spot right now. I think that again, it'll be a fun competitive game. It'll be eye opening.
And support the team. Support Inter Miami, La Familia.
Yeah, yeah. It's not just about results. Don't be a results oriented fan.
We're just Messi.
Be there all the time. Yeah. So yeah, make sure you watch the game. It's going to be fun. I'm excited. I'm excited, and I think it'll be cool. It'll be really cool.
Agreed. Well, I think that's a great way to end it. And as we said before, you can see it in the banner. Make sure you are following Messi & Co. on Twitter. Make sure you are following us on YouTube, 5 Reasons Sports Network, where we go live for all of our major games and our previews. And we love chatting with you and hearing what you guys think. And on TikTok, also Messi & Co. 5 Reasons Sports. Make sure you follow us there. We're posting great content as well. But for this episode and preview of Messi & Co., I'm Ashley. That is Gian, and we will talk to you more tomorrow. Adios.
Adios.
Okay, Alejandro's going to have to start it.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.